to be moved. Remember, saints of God, the righteous to be moved. He shall never suffer the righteous to be moved. Lord, we thank you for your word today. We thank you for your peace. We thank you for your joy. Lord, right now in the name of Jesus, I'm praying for healing. I'm praying for deliverance. I'm praying right now that you touch somebody in the name of Jesus. We praying for lost souls. Touch them right now, Father, right while they're at. Let them know you's the peace. Let them know you got all power is in your hand. Father God, right now in the name of Jesus, in Jesus' precious name, I pray. I love you, and Jesus does too. God bless you. Till we meet again.
Thank you for tuning in today to the Getting to Know Him broadcast with Pastor Elvira Brevell of the Trinity Missionary Baptist Church of Alexandria, Louisiana. To correspond with Pastor Brevell or to send a love offering, go to $Shalonda Nobles. That's $SHOLONDANOBLES. Be sure to tune in for the next Getting to Know Him broadcast.
KAYT, Shreveport Greenwood, 92.5.
Welcome to the radio broadcast of Living Word Ministries, Living Word Ministries of Magadan. Stay tuned and focused in that word of life ministered to you by our pastor, Altonio Holden Sr. Information will be given to you. Here's our pastor.
Thank you now. We glorify your name. Father, we praise you for your word, that God, to be praised, to worship, to be adored. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for this day. Thank you for these people. Thank you for our being. Thank you, Lord, for our strength, our health. Thank you, Lord, for the longevity you give us, and the endurance that you give us, the perseverance you give us through all things that we might encounter and endure. Father, we thank you now. We thank you for this day, the day that we honor mothers, Lord God. Father, we honor you, God, because if it had not been for you, we wouldn't have mothers and we wouldn't be here. Father, we thank you, Lord, for the mother of your children, the church. We thank you, Lord God. We praise you now for her and for what she's brought to our life. We thank you. Father, we ask you for clarity of thought and precision of speech. We thank you, Lord God, for it. We thank you, Lord God, for my tongue being the pen as a ready writer, and the hearts of the hearers being the tablet in which I shall write upon the word of faith, the word of God that brings healing, deliverance, power, peace, comfort, and even prosperity to those that hear and believe. Father, I thank you. I thank you, Lord God. I thank you, Lord, that we're careful enough to give you honor and to praise you, to worship you. I thank you, Lord God. I thank you, Father, for the Holy Spirit you give us to give to us what belongs to you and to guide us in our life. I thank you, Lord, for the word that strengthens and sustains us. And I thank you for the blood of Jesus that was shed for us to cover us, to cleanse us, to cure us, and connect us to you. We thank you, Lord. Thank you, God, for that pathway back to you, that we might come boldly to your throne of grace and we can obtain mercy. We thank you, God. Thank you, God. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Your mercies are new every morning. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, that you do something for us every minute, because every minute is not a good one in our mind sometime in our life. But we thank you, Lord. We glorify you, God. Father, we ask you just have your way. Do your will. Do what you want to do in this place on today, God. Help your people, Lord. Enlighten us. Encourage us. Empower us. We thank you, Lord God. We thank you, Lord, that you looked over the celestial banisters of heaven and poured us out a blessing that we don't have room enough to receive. And in this moment of worship, you've made us whole again. We thank you, Lord. Thank you for the anointing that makes preaching easy. Thank you, God. We thank you, Lord God, for your word. We thank you for your truth. We thank you for your spirit. Father, we thank you now. And after you've done all you want to do in this service, we'll be careful to glorify and praise your name. And we'll join in with the many winged seraphim and the many eyed cherubim that chant and declare one to another that you're holy. You're holy. You're holy, God. And your glory fills the earth. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. If you would, for a few minutes, just give your attention to me as I tag title and give you this thought for this message. And God heard me. Amen. And God heard me. Amen. In a strong man's hand. In other words, you give me some children, I got something to fight for and fight with. Oh, come on and say amen here. It just makes me stronger. I got a new weapon. I wish I had somebody. Oh, come on and give God some praise here. But just like children are like an arrow in a strong man's hand, what do you do with an arrow? You take it and you pull back on it and you aim it in the right direction so that it'll hit a target. And that's our job, is to aim our children in the right direction. Pull on them a little bit. Get them bit a little bit. I wish I had to sharpen them up a little bit so that we can get them to go in the way that we want them to hit a target that we intend for them to hit. That's what God entrusted us with. The Bible says that we ought to train up a child in the way that they should go. And when they're old, they won't depart from it. Now, he's not saying that when they're young, they ain't gonna mess up. He's not saying that when they're young, they're gonna act up and do rebellious things. But when they're old, they begin to say, I remember my mama told me. They begin to say, I remember grandmama told me. I wish I had somebody. Y'all could say amen there. Oh, yeah, we ought to train up a child. The problem is we just having children and not training children. Children training us on how to obey them, training us on how to do what they want us to do, training us on what to say and when to say it, training us on how to go to our room, and they got the whole house. Come on and say amen here. We have to train up a child. Quit letting that child tell you what to do. My daddy always say, I raised you. You don't really raise me. Come on and say, man, I trained you. You ain't trained me. So I know exactly what to do. Y'all with me this morning? She was praying for a blessing. She needed an arrow. She wanted to become strong. Amen. She wanted some weapon that she could have to combat her adversary. So she prayed. And she vowed a vow. And she said, look on the handmaid. So in order for women, you ought to feel special. In order for you to have that child, God has to touch you. He has to touch your womb to make you able. Okay, let me be there. I'm going to get out of here. Y'all ready to go. She made a vow and she said, this is going to be a Nazarene. He's not going to let a razor come on his head. In other words, he's going to be a strong man. He's going to be dedicated to God. Here it is, Hannah. Check her out. She had a vision for her son who she didn't even have yet. Do you have a vision for yours? She had a vision for her son, and she wasn't even pregnant yet. Lord, have mercy. We ought to have some kind of vision. Okay, I'm going to leave that alone too. And it came to pass, she continued praying before the Lord, and Eli marked her mouth. He was like, wait a minute, what are you doing? Hannah spake in her heart. Only her lips moved, but her voice was not heard. Therefore, Eli thought she had been drunk. And Eli said, how long will you be drunk? And Hannah answered, I'm not drunk, Lord, but I'm a woman of sorrow spirit. I've drunk neither wine nor strong drink, but have poured out my soul before thee. Now, you got to understand something. When they would have these festivals just like us, when Easter, Resurrection Sunday come, we boil crawfish and we get drunk. Huh? Y'all acting like y'all. All right. Christmas come, we want to celebrate the birth of Jesus Christ, but we get what? Drunk. Thanksgiving, we're supposed to be thankful, but we at the liquor store. These people did the same stuff we do today. Seriously. So he thought she came to church drunk. She began to pray, and the Bible says her lips moved, but no voice. Her lips moved, but he couldn't hear her, so he thought she was mocking. So he decided to check her. Now the nerve of Eli is that he checked her and wouldn't check his sons. The hypocrisy of the pulpit. Okay, let me leave that alone. He began to talk to her about why she was there. And look, the thing that even if man can't hear you, God can hear you. The Bible said that God knows what you're going to pray for. You open your mouth to speak. On this Mother's Day, I dare some mothers begin to pray. Even though you may not hear my voice, oh, come on and say, man, my heart is open to God and I'm pouring it out to him. I wish I had somebody that say, God knows my heart for real and God hears my prayers for real. God knows what I'm going to say. He knows what I'm about to say before I even say it. She began to tell Eli, I'm not drunk. I haven't had wine or liquor. I hadn't had no whiskey, but I'm here because I'm broken down in my heart. I'm sorrowful in my heart. My heart is broke because I've been asking God year after year after year for something and he has not delivered it unto me yet, and I'm still gonna continue to ask him. Y'all ain't with me this morning. I've been praying for something, and I know some of you are just the same way. I've been praying year after year. I've been asking year after year, month after month, day after day, and look like God ain't heard me yet. But I came to let you know the Lord hears your prayer. The Lord knows what is best for you, and he's going to answer in a timely manner. You know, one thing we got to get is to understand that God has an appointed time for whatever he wants to happen. God set the season up for us to walk in them. I wish I had somebody. And we need to see here that she said that I'm coming to the Lord to pray, and you in my business. Amen. I ain't talking to you. If I wanted you to hear, I would have spoke out loud so that you can hear me, Eli. But this is beyond you. You can't even help your sons. How you gonna help me? I came to talk to God, so you can't help me. Move out of the way and let me talk to the King of Kings. Let me talk to the real high priest whose name is Jesus Christ. Do I have any witnesses here? Oh, hallelujah. Oh, you can't help me, Eli. I need to talk to somebody else. And if it was for you, and if I needed to pray to you, then I would have talked to you, Eli. But since I've been coming here every year, you hadn't helped me yet. You're getting fatter. You're getting bigger. Your son's getting bigger. And ain't nothing changed in my life. So I figure I need to stop talking to you and start talking to him. Do I have anybody in the house this morning that say, I've been talking to people far too long. It's time for me to start talking to the Lord. I've been talking to this one and that one. Ain't nothing changed in my life. Seem like it's getting worse. I still hold this bitterness in my heart. I'm still sore. I'm still angry. I'm still aggravated. I still got to face the devil every time I come here. So let me quit talking to people and turn my face to the wall and begin to open up my mouth and say, God, I need you. It's me, oh Lord, standing in the need of prayer. But you know the one good thing about her prayer is that when she prayed it, she didn't have to say it out loud, because God knows what's deep down in the heart. The Bible said from the abundance of the heart the mouth speaks. Now she was doing lip sync. She was doing some lip service, but her prayers was coming out and God heard. I wish I had somebody. Oh, yeah, she said, look at all. She said the whole verse 11 without saying a word, but God knew what the prayer was deep down on the inside of her. Verse 13 says she spake in her heart, only her lips moved. Eli challenged her. But then she said in verse 16, she says, count not thine handmaid or the daughter of Belial, for out of the abundance of my complaint and grief have I spoken hitherto. She said, look, don't think I'm a bad woman. Don't think I'm wrong. Don't think I'm drunk. But look, I got some issues. From the abundance of the heartbreak of my issues, I came to God. And all you can do at the church is tell me I act like I'm drunk. Whew. We got people that come to church for help, and we look at them funny. Yeah. We look at them strange. We talk about, because they're not exactly like me. I don't want people that's exactly like me, because I know me. I don't want people. I want people that God loves, whomever it is, wherever they come from and whatever they're going through. If God has a word for them, if there's healing, it could be in the house. And maybe you're the one, why you judging them. Maybe God has put it in you, but you can't get past your judgmental spirit to be able to discern and help somebody. Oh, Lord, have mercy. Y'all ready for me to go, huh? I'm getting deeper into it now. He says that when she said in verse number 17, look at this. Look with verse number 17. I like this part. I like this part because the thing about it is that she was grieved. Eli knew that she was there to pray after she corrected him and said, look, I got some issues. But the thing I love about verse number 17 here is the fact that Eli didn't know what she prayed about. But God used Eli. Look at this. He said, verse 17, then Eli answered and said, go in peace, and the God of Israel grant thee thy petition and thou hast asked of him. Look at Eli. Eli, who wasn't all right. You know how, I'm going back to the preachers again. Eli had some issues too. He misjudged her to begin with. But look at how God used Eli. He gave her a word of comfort. She came there with a complaint and left with a claim. She came there with a complaint and she left there comforted because Eli said, woman, you ain't got to pray no more. You just get up and go in peace, and the God of Israel will grant you your petition. And I don't know about you, but that seemed like some confirmation there. When Eli, she came there with a complaint, and Eli confirmed that God had heard her, even though Eli didn't know what it was she was praying about. But what Eli did know, he knew that the God that we serve was a God that answered prayer. And you know, if nothing else you get out of anything I say, you get this today. You need to know that God will answer prayer. You need to know, if you don't understand anything else, if I done bored you up until this point, don't be bored now. Listen up and realize that God will answer prayer. I had an issue, but God heard me. I had a problem, but God heard me. I had a sickness, but God heard me. I had a dis-ease, but God heard me. I had problems, but God heard. Oh, y'all not with me this morning? Oh, yeah. I had some people talk about me, and I prayed, and God heard me. My children gave me some problems, but God heard me. Oh, come on and say, man, I didn't have no money. My money was funny. My change was strange, but God heard. I prayed, and God heard me. Oh, yes, yes, God heard me. Oh, yes. How do I know that God heard? Because if you keep on reading, the Bible say, she says, look, in verse 18, and she said, let thy handmaiden find grace in thy sight. And the woman went on her way and did eat, and her countenance was no more sad. Apparently, what Eli said worked. That's why you got to come to the house of God. It doesn't matter. Don't look at the preacher. Hear the word of God. That's why you got to come to the house of God and tell the Lord about your issues. Because when the word comes out, and notice what God did, God didn't speak to her heart only, but he spoke verbally to her through the man of God. And when she got that word, she was able to go home and eat. Here she was fasting. Here she was stressed out. Here she was half falling out. Here she was losing weight. But all of a sudden, God spoke a word through an old preacher who seemed like he was on his way out, who couldn't even correct his own son. But God spoke a word through him. And then when she got up, she went home and ate some food. Can you imagine when she got home and her adversary was there, and Peninnah looked at her and licked her tongue at her, looked at her and said, looked at her and made fun of her, and she smiled at Peninnah. See, whenever you hear a word, you can go home and face your enemies. Whenever you hear a word, you can walk by your adversary, and you ain't got to react. You ain't got to act a fool. You ain't got to say nothing, because you got a word from God that gave you the peace of God. We got the peace that surpasses all understanding. We got the joy of the Lord to be our strength. She went home and picked up some food and began to eat. Can you imagine now? She had been so wrong so long. She had been sad so long. They probably say, what's wrong with her? You know how it is. You've been sad. Somebody been complaining all the time, but now they're happy. You say, I wonder what happened to them. Well, guess what? When she got home, Elkanah said, what's wrong with you? Oh, yeah, Peninnah, what's wrong with her? But all of a sudden, Elkanah said, whatever wrong with you, I like it. And And whatever you did, go back and do it again. Because at that point, it was time to go to bed. And Penina, Lord, have mercy in here. Oh, yeah, Penina wasn't the one that went to the bedroom with him. It was Hannah that got a chance to go be with her. Oh, hallelujah. She was able to go be with her husband. And the Bible says, come on and shout hallelujah. Oh, glory be to God. But look at verse 19. I can't go without hitting these verses. Verse 19 said, and they rose up in the morning early and worshiped before the Lord and returned and came to their house, Ramah. And Elkanah knew Hannah, his wife, and the Lord remembered her. Look at this. They took some action. Faith without works is dead. You can say you believe and I got faith, but if you don't do something, it's dead. If you don't act out, it's dead. Faith is supposed to be an action. I wish I had somebody. Take your faith, which is a noun, and make it an action. I wish I, amen, make it a verb. And we got to take action and do something. When God has given us a word, what are you doing with the word? What have you done with the word that you got for the last several weeks? What have you done with the word that God has given you in your personal life? Have you done anything? Have you acted out? We need to learn how to act out on the word of God. Come on and say amen here. Verse 20, and I'm almost done. Y'all still with me here? Verse 20 says, wherefore it came to pass when the time was come about. Amen. Tell somebody the time about to come. Mm-hmm. The time is about to come. Hey, yeah, the time is about to come. The time for you to get up from your problem is about to come. The time for you to stop being broke is about. Come on, prophesy to somebody. Tell them your time has come. The time for you to be victorious is about to come. The time for you to have victory is about to come. The time for you to excel, come on, is about to come. The time for you to be successful, Lord, have mercy here. The time for you to walk in your healing. Oh, Lord, yeah. Oh, yeah, he said, wherefore? The time was come about that after Hannah had conceived, that she bare a son and called his name Samuel. Now the reason why we named the message, and God heard me, was because Hannah named her son Samuel, which means that God heard me. Notice what she said. I asked him of God, and the Lord, he heard her cry. What we got to understand that we got some Samuels on the way. We got some stuff that we ask God for, that it's about time for us to bring it forth. I want you to notice something in the word. The word doesn't talk about when she went in labor. The word doesn't even mention her pains. But how come we always mentioning how bad it is? How come we always mention how much pain we had to go through? She didn't think about the pain. Oh, come on and say amen here. See, some of us want Samuel, but we don't want our bodies to stretch. Some of us want Samuel, but we don't want to get pregnant. Some of us want Samuel, but we don't want the stretch marks that come with it. Y'all not with me this morning. Well, let me give it to you in layman's terms. We want God to bless us, but we don't want to go through nothing. We want God to heal us, but we don't want to have faith in God. We want God to take us out of something, but we don't want to call on the Lord and repent from our sin. Oh, come on and shout amen here. See, we want Samuel, but we don't want to go through what it takes. We don't want to wait 9 months so that we can see what God put on the inside of us. We want Samuel, but we don't want to have to wobble sometime. We want Samuel, but we don't care. We don't want our feet to swell. We don't want to have to go through some problems. You want Samuel, but you think you're too cute. I wish I had somebody, because if you ever get pregnant, your nose might get big, and you might not be as cute as you used to be, but glory be to God, I got Samuel on the inside. All I'm trying to tell the people today is that sometimes it ain't gonna look good, but it's gonna be good. Do I have any witness? Oh yeah, come on and shout hallelujah. You may want to start your own business, and sometimes it may not look good, and sometimes you may have to go without, but you just hang on in there, and God will do it. Do I have any witnesses? Come on and shout yes here. But she said, I have prayed and the Lord heard me. But she took little old Samuel. She said to the Lord, I'm going to give him back. Can you imagine the next year? The Bible said that Samuel was born and she didn't go back to the house of God because she had to wean Samuel. Can you imagine here Eli was? I guess she got what she needed and she ain't even come back to the house of God, but she was taking care of business while she was letting Samuel get bigger, while she was weaning him off of her milk. Oh yeah, they probably talked about her. Oh, she got what she needed, but she couldn't come back and say thank you. But one day, when he was about 3 years old, she showed up at church. Here was Samuel, and she had made him some little clothes, and she told Eli, she said, you don't know nothing about this, but I told the Lord if he would hear my call, I will give this boy back to him. I came today to let you have him, to raise him in the temple of God, because he belongs to God. You see, Hannah did something that the church needs to do. Hannah did something that every mother needs to do. Hannah said, I'm giving him back to the one who gave him to me. See, we got to learn how to give him back and say, Lord, you take care of him. And say, Lord, you raise them up. You say, Lord, guide their path. You say, Lord, be the lifter of their head. Oh, my God, in here today, do I have any mothers that say, I'm here to give my children back to the Lord because he can handle them better than I can? Do you see what Hannah did? Hannah had more trust. She trusted in God. And she said, I can leave my child with the church and he'll be all right. We need to get back to those days where we entrust the church to raise up our children. Now, what are you talking about, preacher? Who is the church? We all are the church, and it is our job to raise up the church. Raise up the children. Come on and shout yes here. And the Bible tells us, and I'm about to close my Bible because I'll keep on preaching, but the Bible tells us that Samuel began to grow and Samuel began to get older and the Lord began to speak to him even though Eli wasn't right and Hophni and Phinehas was wrong. Samuel was in the house of God and God began to speak. How is God going to speak to your children if you don't bring them to the house? I wish I had somebody here that said, I'm bringing my children to the house of God because God's going to speak to them. How else can they learn the ways of God except they come to the house of God? How else could they begin the service of the Lord until they come to the house of God? Do I have any witness? Come on and shout yes here. Do I have anybody that say, I feel like Hannah? I prayed and the Lord heard me. I prayed about it. I don't have to cry no more. I don't have to fast no more. I don't have to stay up all night long because I prayed. Anybody prayed and the Lord heard me? Wave your hands if you prayed and the Lord heard you. The Lord heard me when I called on him years ago. Come on and shout yes. Have you ever been sick and God healed you? Come on and shout yes. Have you ever been down and he lifted you? Shout yes. I say, won't he do it? Won't he, won't he? Won't he, won't he? Is the Lord all right? Won't he hear your call? Won't he answer your prayer? Have you laid in the bed and tears on your pillow? But the Lord, he heard me. They talked about me like a dog, like I had a tail. But the Lord, he heard me. I had some afflictions, didn't know how I was going to make it. But the Lord, he heard me. Have anybody here had people to turn their back on you? Maybe your family might have done it. Maybe it was some friends. but the Lord. Come on and shout yes. Shout yes. Anybody here realize your day is coming? Your day is here. Do you realize Samuel's ready? Position yourself and give birth, because here comes Samuel. Come on and say yes here. But the thing I love about it is that when God hears your prayer, the earth needed a prayer. The people in the earth had a prayer. They needed a savior, and God heard our call. Come on and shout yes.